Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Nationwide gasoline prices stable over the past 2 weeks at $2.73 a gallon.
Two.
Pilot suffers minor injuries in plane crash near Goddard.
One.
Woman killed in rollover accident in North Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic accident. Continue to watch for a slowdown. Two vehicles involved in this accident. It's on the ramp northbound I-135 to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 53. And on Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 65 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. And 44 degrees. Here's a strange story. A man with a life-threatening diagnosis vows to become the first cyborg.
This is House Call for Health. 2 years ago, British scientist Peter Scott Morgan was diagnosed with ALS, the disease that afflicted theoretical physicist the late Stephen Hawking. Morgan's body is failing, but he's refusing to go quietly.
Hello, I am the future. I am the beginning of Peter 2.0.
In a YouTube video, Morgan has declared his intention to become what he calls the world's first true cyborg.
I will continue to evolve, dying as a human, living as a cyborg.
Peter 2.0, as he calls it, will include machines he can control with eye movements and a computer-powered avatar of his face. Last week, he had his larynx removed to avoid the risk of choking on his own saliva. And so, Morgan loses his ability to speak, but he recorded his voice in advance rather than using a voice that sounds like a robot. Peter 2.0 will sound like Peter 1.0. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck Program. Hunter Biden stepping down from a Chinese board. Also, General Mattis says ISIS will resurge if we don't keep the pressure on. We're going to be talking about that on the Glenn Beck Program. 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. The S&P finished with its first weekly gain in 4 weeks Friday, as investors welcomed a thaw in the punishing trade war between the U.S. and China. After 2 days of negotiations in Washington, the U.S. agreed to suspend a planned hike in tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods that had been set to kick in Tuesday. Beijing, meanwhile, agreed to buy $40 billion to $50 billion in U.S. farm products. Technology, industrial, and bank stocks helped power the broad rally. Bonds yields rose. The Dow closed up 320 points, the S&P closed up 32 points, and the NASDAQ rose 106 points. And this morning, China is saying its auto sales sank 6.3% in September from a year earlier, and purchases of electric cars tumbled 34.2% at a time when the industry is spending heavily to meet government sales quotas for the technology, an industrial group reported today.
So, why are there government sales quotas?
Because it's China, and it's not exactly a free market, I guess.
All right.
You know, the communists are in charge. They're going to kind of make the economy go whatever they want to. Whereas we, many Americans, believe that you just kind of let it go. It'll do what it's supposed to do. Not in communism. That's the way I understand it, okay?
Okay.
I'm not an expert.
I got you.
I'm not an
expert.
You're
fine.
I'm not an expert. I play one on the radio, but I'm not. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Something new for a downtown Wichita building. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, work appears to have started on the effort to turn the former Gander Mountain building at Waterwalk into offices. The building has been sitting vacant since 2017, but King of Freight announced it would relocate its business operations to the facility. Jayco General Contractor pulled a building permit for $500,000. The improvements are about to begin, and the building permit was issued on October 4th. It covers interior demolition and renovation of the space. Wichita is ready to spend money on the first phase of a project for more pools and water playgrounds around the community. On Tuesday, the Wichita City Council will consider spending more than $14 million to fund the first two phases of the city's aquatics plan. It'll reopen or refurbish six municipal pools and add six water playgrounds. And layoffs at a company in Newton less than 2 years after changing ownership, Lippert Components announced the layoff of 101 workers in accordance with the Kansas Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. The company has two facilities in Newton. It supplies glass products primarily to the RV industry. It appears the company is closing its doors. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, today is Monday, the 14th of October. It is Columbus Day. When we remember the arrival of the Columbus in America on this date in 1492. What was the name of that boat? He had three of them, Ted. Is that right? Yeah.
Yep. And Nina.
Pinta.
And Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
Hey, there you go.
You know, we did well, all three of us, in history class, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, Columbus long given credit for discovering North America. However, it appears that several centuries before Columbus was born, a guy named Leif Erikson, landed on the shores. Where was that, up around Newfoundland someplace?
Somewhere up there, yeah.
Yeah, he came from the North Country. But, of course, at that time, I guess Scandinavia really didn't have the news machine that they did in Europe, you know, where they could generate a lot of news copy, and he named Columbus. So, over the past few years, it's been an item of controversy, as some people look at the discovery, or it really wasn't discovered because it was already here. So it's not totally accurate, but it was discovered in the old world, the new world, whatever. So,
and they've also come up with Indigenous Peoples Day as well.
Yes, they do that, or it's also called Native American Day. The tribes celebrating. It's not celebrated in all 50 states, but it is recognized in both California and South Dakota, and it's gaining popularity in the rest of the nation. Native American Day. I don't mind that. I mean, if you've done enough history, read enough history, you'll know that the natives of this continent were not well treated.
Oh, yeah.
People just came in and said, here comes progress. Get out of the way.
Right.
So there you go. What do you think? You got any opinions about that, Bill? I don't want you to get in trouble or anything.
Well, sure. I think it's, you know, we grew up, reading history one way, and then as we get older, we understand it to be a different way. And so we have to take all things into account and believe what we believe. With the values that we were brought up with,
I think
it's completely appropriate that it's also Indigenous Peoples Day. And
do you think
Native American?
It's fine to have both, right? We got room.
Sure,
that's what makes this country great. We got room for everybody. Everybody.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are you a big fan of Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore? Are we talking about history?
I actually am big fan of Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, I am too. It was on this date in 1912. When he was campaigning for the presidency, he was shot in the chest in Milwaukee.
Yep.
He went ahead and finished the speech.
Yep.
That's about as tough as they come right there. Mm. Did you get all the way through that biography of his, the big one?
Oh, yeah. I didn't make it
all the way through. But
I've done about three on him, and a fascinating character in that he was just this guy who he started out as a sickly little kid, and he grew up to be one of our most active presidents. You look at him, and again, look at him into the context of today. The man shot every animal that moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in that part of it, he's saying, well, you know, I don't like that. But again, that was the times. But he was running for president on the Bull Moose Party platform. He didn't make it that time. Anyway, he survived that shooting.
And a very outspoken champion of the West our national parks.
National parks. Yeah. Coming up at 9
against,
o'clock.
Against monopolies.
Mm-hmm. And... you're right. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, woman killed in police shooting in Fort Worth. That's coming up. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.